Principles for Your Week is brought to you by Christendom College and sponsored by our Principled Society members. Watch this episode and learn more about our free classes at getprinciples.com.
Greetings from Christendom College here in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. You know, there have been times in our Catholic history when there has been great confusion in our church. After Nicaea, beautiful council, very, very clear, we saw the rise of Arian heresy, where the whole world groaned to find itself Arian, as St. Jerome told us. What a time of horrible confusion when the Arian heresy was rampant throughout the church. Then you can think back to the time of the Western Schism, where there were two men, and at one time even three men, all claiming that they were legitimate popes. And even saints, bishops, lay people were all confused. No one was really certain who was the real pope. So it's important for us to remember, however, that the church is not just a political institution. It is the mystical body of Christ. The church is his bride. As St. Paul reminds us, Christ died for the church. And of course, we are her members. How important it is for all of us to remember that we have to pray fervently for the church. We have to love the church. One of the great teachings of the Second Vatican Council was its proclamation through the leadership of St. Paul VI of our Blessed Mother, bestowing upon her the title Mater Ecclesia, that Mary truly is the mother of the church. St. John Paul II placed a beautiful image of Mother Mary with that title, Mater Ecclesia, in St. Peter's Square. He always said there should be an image of the Madonna in St. Peter's Square. He gave her the title Mater Ecclesia, Mother of the Church. And when you enter St. Peter's Square, it's up on the right side, the Papal Palace, and you can see clearly Mary being proclaimed and exercising a motherly influence over all those who enter into St. Peter's Basilica. John Paul II composed a beautiful prayer to Our Lady under that title, Mother of the Church, and I would like to share that with you today. Mother of the Church, grant that the Church may enjoy freedom and peace in fulfilling her saving mission, and that to this end she may become mature with a new maturity of faith and inner unity. Help us to overcome opposition and difficulties. Help us to rediscover all the simplicity and dignity of the Christian vocation. Grant that there may be no lack of laborers in the Lord's vineyard. Sanctify families. Watch over the souls of the young and the hearts of children. Help us to overcome the great moral threats against the fundamental spheres of life and love. Obtain for us the grace to be continually renewed through all the beauty of witness given to the cross and resurrection of your Son. Amen. Let us all remember our great obligation to pray fervently for Holy Mother Church. That is a Catholic principle well worth remembering. Thanks for being with us today, and may God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Amidst a culture that attacks our faith and heritage, Principles and Christendom College help Catholics to know, live, and share their Catholic faith. Together, we can spread the light of truth to help renew the church, the family, and the culture. Support this and other free and faithful Catholic content at getprinciples.com/support.